Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm Tim Streifler, and my co-host David Blackman is still out, taking some much-needed time off, but he will be back with us soon. Today, we're talking about the only two things that truly matter in marketing. Marketing is one of those things where it's very kind of elusive, and like it's hard to determine what's marketing and what's not, and you know, is design part of marketing, and is, you know, this part of marketing and that. And there's a lot of things that can kind of get you bogged down, a lot of things that can suck up your time. But at the end of the day, to have a successful business, to sell products or services, really, there's two things that can make the biggest difference. Everything else is, I'm not going to say it's not important, but it's more fluff. It's more secondary. But where these two things are primary and of the utmost importance, and that's offer and messaging. Offer being whatever you're selling, whatever the offer is, whatever the thing is that you're trying to get people to buy, whether it's a product, whether it's a bundle, whether it's a course, whether it's a service, it's whatever it is that you're trying to get people to buy, and you want to make that as irresistible as possible. Irresistible offers are incredibly important, and a mediocre offer might sell a little bit, but an irresistible offer will sell a lot, especially when you pair it with the second thing that truly matters in marketing, which is messaging. The messaging around the offer, you know, being able to describe what it is and lay out the benefits and why the offer is important and why it's the best one out there and why it's better than all the competitors and why it's going to help change their life or do whatever. Those two things together, offer and messaging, are incredibly important. You can have a mediocre offer with really great messaging and do pretty good. You can have an incredible, irresistible offer and mediocre messaging, and you'll do pretty good. But when you combine the two together, you will do really, really well. Now, yes, you do need to have traffic to your site. There are other things, you know, you need people to actually see the offer and the messaging to buy. But in terms of like, a lot of people get bogged down with, you know, conversion optimization and like, okay, do I want my buttons to be, you know, blue or green? Do I want, you know, what headlines, like, you know, how important is the design of my landing page and stuff like that? Those things can help, but at the end of the day, the offer and the messaging, you'll know if you have a winning combination right away. If you don't have sales and you're driving traffic and you don't have sales, you don't need to tweak the buttons or add, you know, different images or whatever. It's that you're either your offer, your messaging, or both suck. And so that's why those are the two most important things. If those two are great, then you will immediately have sales once you're driving the right traffic to your site. And then everything else is just minutia that, yes, you can, you know, tweak and optimize your ads or optimize your landing page. But those will just give you incremental results. You know, it definitely can help over the long term in terms of increasing revenue. But again, the offer and the messaging have to be really good to get any sales at all. And so wanted to talk about this because a lot of times I see I'm in different marketing Facebook groups and stuff like that, and people get bogged down with stuff that really doesn't matter so much. And it's like they're trying to optimize a landing page or an ad or whatever to, you know, because they're not getting sales. And it's like, if you're not getting sales, then there's a bigger reason. It's not because of, you know, the landing page and, you know, the placement of the copy and stuff like that. You know, you need either your messaging or your offer or both that just are not good. Because if those two were good, then you'd have people buying it, and then you can tweak and optimize to increase your numbers. But you need something good to work with. So those are the only two things that truly matter in marketing. Yes, marketing is huge. There's a lot of different things out there that can fall into the category of marketing. But try to distinguish what truly matters, because at the end of the day, you only have time for so much. So focus on the things that are actually going to help increase revenue instead of wasting time on things that don't matter. My own website's actually in this category. The design of my site is mediocre at best. When I launched DiviLife.com, it was, the website was meant to be a placeholder. I whipped it up in, you know, half a day just to get something up because I needed a place to sell my products. I was selling on third-party marketplaces, and I needed to start building up my own site so I could own the customer experience and be able to remarket to my customers and all of those things. And so I built the site quickly as a placeholder. It was never good, not even then. I still haven't updated it. I'm in the process of doing a complete redesign, but sales have been really good. And it's kept me so busy that I haven't had time to update it. And so it's proof that like the design and all that doesn't matter so much because I have really good products. And so people are buying them and I have good messaging around them, you know, whether it's through the copy on the pages or the promo videos that I put out there. And so right away, people can see that this is a good product. And so it doesn't matter so much that the packaging isn't great. Again, I'm going to optimize. I'm going to do a redesign. I'm going to, you know, build that up to hopefully increase sales. And it, you know, should help a little bit by having a more professional looking site and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, the offer is good. The messaging communicates that. And so I've done well and I'm able to make a lot of sales because of it. So hopefully that's helpful, kind of clearing things up in terms of what to actually focus on instead of you know, wasting your time spinning your wheels trying to make everything perfect that doesn't really matter so much. Tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow's episode, we're going to be talking about something that might not make sense right now, but it'll make sense tomorrow. Why consistency beats intensity in business and in life. Kind of a little more out of the ordinary type of topic than we typically talk about here on WP the Podcast, but I think it'll be helpful. So tune in tomorrow. Till then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.